Nashville's role in the women's suffrage movement has been turned into a ballet. As 91 Classical's Colleen Phelps reports, the new piece highlights a specific moment of Nashville history that was pivotal to women getting the right to vote.
Dear Congressman, dear mother.
During a rehearsal with Nashville Ballet's Second Company and B2, the dancers seem to wander aimlessly while each is stating a fragment of text. The focus eventually falls on two dancers playing the role of mother and son, specifically Phoebe and Harry Byrne. 100 years ago, Harry was the swing vote in the Tennessee State Legislature, the final state needed to ratify the 19th Amendment, and it was a letter from his mother that persuaded him to vote aye. The ballet they're preparing is called 72 Steps, referring to the 72 years of campaigning for women's suffrage. It centers on Nashville's role in the movement. Choreographer Gina Patterson led the NB2 performers through reflections on modern civic issues, and they even wrote their own letters to politicians.
We didn't want it to be too period piece and sound like 1920, because it's still happening now.
That's composer Jordan Hamlin, who Gina Patterson personally chose to write the music. This is Hamlin's first composition for dance.
Why I loved working with Gina is the foundation of everything she does is so emotional and so intentional.
Hamlin wrote 23 pieces total for the ballet, leaning on her varied musical background. At the last minute, she offered her simplest segment, a piece for acoustic piano, for a future project. She had recorded it on a piano from the 1920s with harmonic language and almost minimalist rhythmic repetition steeped in the 21st century. For Patterson, the piece painted a particular picture.
And it just rocked me, you know, like really in a comforting way, rocked me. And I think, oh, that's so perfect for a mother-son duet.
The work was commissioned by the League of Women Voters of Nashville, who saw ballet as an outlet women have been able to use for generations. 72 Steps premieres this weekend. For WPLN News, I'm 91 Classical's Colleen Phelps.